Welcome. You're listening to Ask the Doulas, a podcast where we talk to experts from all over the country about topics related to pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and early parenting. Let's chat.
Hello, this is Kristen Revere with Ask the Doulas, and I am thrilled to have my new friend, Brianna Wilkerson, on Ask the Doulas today. Brianna is a holistic health and life coach. She's a brand partner with Savvy, podcast host, wife, mama, tea lover, CrossFitter, you name it. She's about it. Welcome, Brianna.
Thank you so much for having me.
So your focus is all about helping moms. You help ambitious women and moms prioritize their health and self-care so they can feel healthy, strong, and confident. No matter if they're a first-time mom or they're very seasoned mom, if their kids are older, or if they're in the new mom phase, you support motherhood through all of the different changes. And your bio also tells me that you have a passion for women creating a sustainable income and growing into leaders that they were meant to be. So I love it.
Yeah. So multi-passionate always, but yeah, I think at the core of it, in the last year or so, really seeing that moms is where I'm supposed to land. And if I can help a mom, I help a family and more. So I'm excited to do that more.
That is so true. That's how I feel. Like, if I feel like doulas can save marriages, and these support groups and communities that you create, your podcast, they give women the confidence to navigate the challenges and to have peers that are in the thick of it with you is so important, whether they're in person or in a virtual community like those that you create.
Yeah, exactly.
So our topic today is simple, healthy habits for the busy mom. I'm excited to hear your thoughts and tips for our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, we could start wherever you would like, but I mean, I don't think there's a mom that isn't busy, but or a woman that's not busy, but I just think with the busyness of life, there's often comes a lot of roadblocks or a lot of obstacles that make it challenging, not impossible, but challenging to prioritize our health and self-care, whatever that may mean for you. That may mean nutrition, that may mean exercise, that may mean alone time. Like, it can mean multiple different things. And those roadblocks could be things such as time, not feeling like you have enough time. It could be fatigue. You're just tired. It could be finances, it could be lack of support, it could be guilt. Like, is it okay that I take away some time for my kid? And onward. Like, there's just so many things that would make it hard for us to make time in the busyness of life. But what I have found is that even when you spend 5-10 minutes on those like daily non-negotiables that really fill your tank, that really take care of you, your cup is so much fuller and you're just able to show up more patient, more powerfully, and be able to serve in whatever way you you're doing a lot better. And so, yeah, and I think before I had kids, I could do a lot of things different. I just felt like I had more time.
There's so much more time,
right? And the reality is, we have the same amount of time. It's just that our kids now are taking. We have decided. I mean, maybe we didn't realize this when we became parents, but we decided, like, when I become a mother, I am choosing, especially when they're still in my household, to give my time to the growing, to the development, to the nurturing, to the love, to the memories with my kids. And you quickly recognize, like, okay, well, that may mean that there's less time to do other things. So how do I then fit in those things that maybe I did at first that really filled me, nourished me? And for me, it's really bite-sized. You got to do it in bite-sized pieces, but yeah.
It's beautiful, Brianna. And I feel like there are different phases of motherhood. Right now, my kids are in school all day, but I feel like I am their shuttle driver to sports events and activities and friend events. So it's a different kind of busy than the toddler phase, or, you know, if they are in preschool or daycare, you feel like you can't get much done in those 3 hours, especially for entrepreneurs like ourselves when there's so much on the to-do list.
Right, exactly. And I think we're just told, we just start to believe it's a mindset thing too. Like, it's either all or nothing. Either I go to the gym for an hour or I don't go at all, or either I eat quote unquote perfectly or I don't eat healthy at all. When in reality, all successful people in any area of life would tell you that it's all about those small, simple steps you take daily that compound over time that help you get healthier, that help you get fitter, that help you win an Olympic medal, for example. Like, but that's not, I'm going to say it's not sexy to do like those things all the time and feel like it matters or feel like it's getting you places, but it really does make a difference. And, you know, studies have shown that like you can do 10 minutes of workout and honestly increase your heart rate, boost your metabolism a lot more than an hour, depending on the type of workout you're doing. So a lot can be done 5 or 10 minutes.
Absolutely. And even stretching can be so beneficial. If you have a dog, take your dog for a walk. You can walk or run with your children. There are so many things that you can do to bond with your family. I mean, even if you have a partner, just walking with your partner can make a nice way to get moving and active, burn some calories, but also clear your mind. So a good walk does wonders.
Yeah, it really does.
And you, again, talk about like the different types of self-care. For me, I like to get up a bit early and really how I start the day sets the tone for the day.
Right.
And sometimes you just need to sleep in and you don't need to get ahead of when your kids wake and all of the work activities that need to be done. So it can look different every day, but I try to get up before my family and set some time, take my dog out and move my body a little bit, get some water, and then start the wake up process and looking at my emails. But I try to avoid technology for at least a short span of time to meditate, or for those of you that, you know, use prayer, like praying and starting some rituals for your life. But for me, how you start and end a day can really set the tone.
Yeah, I think it's figuring out, because there are so many different things that you could do and focus on. But the reality is that it's not that you can't do all of those eventually. You shouldn't start out trying to do all of those, right? So you have to pick the ball. I like to say, like, what are your 3 to 5 daily non-negotiables that you need to do each day to feel your best? Like, is it movement? Is it nutrition? Is it drinking enough water? Is it that 5 to 10 minutes before your kids wake up to have that like centering time? Is it cutting off technology before you go to bed at a certain time? Like, and there's no right or wrong here. And you may not even know what you need. And so that's the importance of definitely talking with someone, but also just start trying to do something so that you can see if it's really impacting you and really nourishing the way you need. So I highly recommend always considering just about 4 to 5 main areas. So you do want to consider your nutrition, right? Like, what are you putting in your body? Because ultimately the word nutrition is Latin for nourish. It's just like nourish, where we're nourishing our body, giving it, you know, the care that it needs. And our body needs certain things. It needs certain micronutrients. It needs certain macronutrients to thrive. And so you might be like, okay, I've got to get that. No, just start somewhere. And, you know, when it comes to nutrition, I really suggest people crowd out by adding in. So if you want to eat less of some other type of food, not that you say you can't eat it, but you just want to eat less of it because it may be not nourishing you the way you want, you add in something else. So maybe you want to eat less rice at dinner, for example. Like, so you're like, okay, well, I'm going to add in a broccoli because I want to add that in more. So, and then maybe you try that at one meal a day or one meal a couple times a week, then you add it in every dinner, or then maybe you add in broccoli or a vegetable at 2 meals a day, then 3, and just over time that slow process, it will become like second nature for you to have a vegetable at a meal. And vegetables will fill you way quicker than rice, for example. I love a good pot of rice. Let's not we're not shaming rice over here. But yes, nutrition, and we can dive deeper into that. But I really think for most of us, we know at least that the basics of certain foods are more nourishing than others. And so if you want to incorporate more of that, it's really just picking one and adding in and slowly. Now with movement, I think that, again, there's so many types of exercise programs and fitness programs, and no one is like fits all. Like there's, it literally depends on what you love, what you enjoy. There's still a way to get cardio, flexibility, stamina, endurance, strength training, all of that, all those like general physical skills in the types of exercises that you're doing. You might have to be more intentional if you're doing it on your own, or maybe you join a certain type of program that does it for you. Then it's like, well, I don't have to think about it. But what I think is key with that is just commit to moving every day regularly. And I say, like, okay, maybe like you start with like just moving more with, you know, tracking your steps or just like choosing to park a little further. Or maybe you're like, no, I want to actually do a workout because it challenges me in a certain way and releases endorphins and all that. So maybe you start with 10 minutes a day, which again does not seem like a lot. But let me tell you, I've gotten very fit for doing 10 minutes a day just consistently, right? And
Right.
you know, there's so many different things you can do for that. But I just think 10 minutes of walking a day does wonders for your body. So don't negate walking. Maybe you used to run and then you're like, oh, I just love, like me, I went from walking to running. And now I'm like, I just love a good walk. I just love a good walk. I don't
Yes.
want to suggest of like long distance running right now. And so now I do a lot of walks with the kids in tow. Like it's just a lot of my workouts are the kids are in the stroller. So there are
It's
ways.
that life stage, right?
Exactly. And again, whatever stage you're in, I talk with them. Interesting, before having kids, I served a lot of women who were grandmas. And it just because at that stage, they were like, okay, I can finally take care of me. My kids are out the house and all this stuff. They're a little bit older. And I say, well, the challenges are still the same. You're still busy. It's not like your business decreases when you, it may be in a certain way, but you can still be on your toes, be involved in certain things. And so you still need to practice some of these things. And so yeah, nutrition, movement. And I would say stress and sleep are two ignored, very ignored areas because we often think we can just survive without consistent sleep, quality sleep. And we don't actually realize how much stress we're under in this day and age.
Right.
You like talking about the phone, you can be connect, you can Google anything. Like before you had to go to a library, find out something. Now you can like find it out right there and there. You can order everything online. You can find out the news. Most of us don't even watch the actual news anymore. We just check Instagram. You know,
Right. You just look at those little summary clips on
right?
your feed and you're
Seven
good.
clips, right? I'm just, and all that to say, none of that bad. I'm just saying we're so stimulated, and it's just so easy for us to be more mentally stressed than we have, and that really impacts your body. It impacts your hormones, and it impacts your health in various ways. And so, on the other coin with that, though, is that again, we're so connected. We even back in my parents' or grandparents' generation that they didn't really have electricity in the same way. When
Sure.
it was dark. You stopped doing things at a certain time. But us, we have light. We have unlimited internet access that we can just be doing things all day, every day. But we need to rest. We need that good quality sleep to restore. And so, really creating a good sleep time routine there and really figuring out tools to manage your stress.
It's so important, and many of our listeners are either pregnant or preconception. Or certainly in that early parenting phase. And so
Right.
sleep is vital. And with a newborn, you get so many wake ups. So trying to prioritize sleep or get support, like from a postpartum doula who focuses on overnights, for example. And in pregnancy with discomforts, sleep can be challenging as well.
Hey, Alyssa here. I'm just popping in to tell you about our course called Becoming. Becoming a mother is your guide to a confident pregnancy and birth, all in a convenient 6-week online program. From birth plans to sleep training and everything in between, you'll gain the confidence and skills you need for a smooth transition to motherhood. You'll get live coaching calls with Kristen and myself, a bunch of expert videos, including chiropractic care, pelvic floor physical therapy, mental health experts, breastfeeding, and much more. You'll also get a private Facebook community with other mothers going through this at the same time as you to offer support and encouragement when you need it most. And then, of course, you'll also have direct email access to me and Kristen, in addition to the live coaching calls. If you'd like to learn more about the course, you can email us at info@goldcoastdoulas.com or check it out at thebecomingcourse.com. We'd love to see you there.
Right. And yeah, so even with that, like my eldest is probably now only 4 and just sleeping better through the night. Like she still goes to bed a little later than I wanted, what I would like. But, and so I understand, like, it's, I'm not saying like, I'm not trying to be one of those people who are like, oh my gosh, like just sleep. It's like, I understand different kids and different lives. And maybe you work at night or all these different things. But I do think there are things within our control that we don't think are in our control. So like I know that sometimes my daughter goes to bed late, but I feel like I haven't had my time. So I will stay up later than probably I actually want to. in order to get whatever me time that is. And really, that's actually hindering me because she's probably still going to wake up early, or my son will, you know?
Right.
So I just think it's like, what can we do? What can we actually do? And then the fifth area is like your mindset, right? And I just, and that goes with the what can we do? Just really seeing that, like, you do have control over some things when it comes to your health. It may feel like there's a lot of barriers, there's a lot of roadblocks, but when you start to believe that things can change, whether they're slow, I actually think slow is always better because it's more sustainable. You start to see that, like, okay, it doesn't have to just be this way, or maybe it won't always be this way forever. And so you just have a more positive attitude, which just makes you more hopeful and therefore more likely to take action around taking care of yourself.
Yes, I love it. So mindset is so important. Mm-hmm. And again, like, we focus on mindset in pregnancy. And as an athlete, you understand this, that, you know, runners visualize a race in advance, and a lot of athletes, swimmers, will, you know, do so much mental as well as physical preparation. And in our classes, whether it's hypnobirthing or the comfort measures for labor class that I teach, we talk about visualization and mental preparation, as well as how feed your body, move your body, and how to best prepare for birth, you know, in a way that could be compared to preparing for a marathon. You know, you don't want to, you know, try to make labor, you know, go into full gear by like walking a mile and going upstairs, and you want to rest and nourish yourself in the very early stages of labor. So we talk about the importance of sleep and rest, and not knowing how long your labor will be, but needing that strength for the pushing phase. And, you know, for a race, it's like, you've got to make it to that finish line. So don't beat everyone in the first mile. You want to be able to pace yourself and know your limits, and know that your mind can take you far when your body's tired.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I remember I had a really good friend who's on her sixth pregnancy now, but I just remembered she would tell me, like, yeah, just the importance, like, of the mindset, of the visualization, and excuse me, in pregnancy. And then I remember my second, I tried practice that more because the pain was just so bad. I wanted to, like, not think, not relax. I wanted to clench up, and just having to, like, visualize and just, like, tell myself and talk myself through it was, it made a difference in the second.
It does make a difference, but your body does want to clench when you are in discomfort with contractions of labor, or even just pregnancy aches and pains. And you just need to open up and relax and not resist, because the more you're clenching and stressed, the more uncomfortable you're going to be. So yes, right. I love that your friend gave that advice and that it worked for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It really did help.
So you likely focus on, you know, ways to reduce the stress level and cortisol levels. And how do you talk to your community, whether it's, you know, using breath work or mindset? I'm interested in how you address that.
Yeah, I think it does depend. I mean, the power of breathing is just like, right, like, just like when we're going through birth, like, that is one of the things they're like, just breathe. And I'm like, I don't want to breathe. I just want to scream. It's like,
right. What does
breathing do? It reset. It really calms that fight or flight response that your body's feeling, and really brings you to a more calm state to do whatever you need to do. And so, yeah, don't underestimate power of just breathing in, breathing out, or breathing in and holding for a bit and breathing out. And, you know, you could do the box four or the count to four method.
Yes.
Yeah. And another thing I like to do is a process. I learned this one time through a program I did called basically writing out your stressors and really figuring out which ones you can eliminate, which ones you can reduce, and which ones you just have to cope with. Because the reality is, many of us think we have to just cope with all of our stressors, but sometimes you can actually eliminate it or reduce it. For example, kids are stressful, especially when they're young. I mean, maybe all the years, right? But and so I have to cope with that. But are there ways I could also reduce certain things or eliminate the need where I feel like I need to do everything in the house? You know what I mean? Like, is there something that I could do? Yeah, I could ask for help, or I could hire, like, or maybe I, you know, find little tips and tricks that I, you know, it's less likely to get dirty. I don't know. Like, really, just, again, it goes back to that mindset of, like, what can I actually control? And when you start to see that, you, and then, I mean, you write out your stressors, and then you just go and label them, like, eliminate, reduce, cope. Okay. Then you start to be like, okay, well, this is what I can control. This is what I can't. And so how can I get help with some of that? And I think as you're pregnant, you're stressed about so many things. Like,
yes,
is my baby going to take this pacifier? Am I going to have to buy all the brands? Is my baby going to take this? Like, is the birth going to go like, and I just think there's so much within the birthing and the that whole process that we actually can't control. I'm not saying you can't be concerned about it, but like really asking yourself, like, what is my role here? And when do I just need to let go and realize I don't have control over some of those things?
Exactly. Yes. And it's a great, you know, way to approach parenting. I feel like the unpredictability of labor and birth leads well into the unknowns in early parenting and even parenting teenagers. It's not right. predictable. There's not a manual or formula. Yes. So we've got to use our instincts and our resources to make informed decisions.
Right. Exactly.
So I would love to have you fill our listeners in more about your community.
Yeah.
So Mommy Me Time Coach.
Yeah. So I've gone through so many names of my coaching work throughout the years, but I realized that ultimately it's like, there's so much power in mom having her time, like whatever that is. It may mean time alone. It may mean time to just invest in herself. It may mean time to do a hobby or side hustle that she loves. And just, I just am about an advocating for moms to take care of themselves. I just think we're such caregivers and we give so much. And sometimes we could even be a little like, I don't know what the right word is, just like resentful of like people aren't doing that for us. But it comes to a point where, you know, when we raise our kids, we want them to be advocates for themselves. We want them to stand up for what they want. And we teach them to be independent and adults. And it's the same thing with us. We don't stop doing that. We still need to advocate for the things we need and want and speak up about it. And so that's what Mommy Me Time Coach is all about, is helping women really particularly prioritize their health and self-care in small, simple ways. And so I do like a weekly, right now, like my official podcast is on hold, but I do a live Instagram show. I do it weekly. I have multiple summits that I do a year, just helping yes. moms in different seasons. Have a Facebook community. And then I have a membership to help busy moms take care of their health and their self-care too. So that's kind of the focus right now.
So many different options. So, and you know, depending on the budget and the time,
right.
be checking right. out your Instagram and some of your summits. And then when budget allows, investing in your very valuable membership community. And are there different levels of membership, or explain that for our listeners?
Yeah. So I've done one-on-one coaching most, I mean, not all through the 8 years of coaching, and I love it. But just in this season, I was just thinking about myself and busy moms. And I'm like, you know what? I still think that's valuable. But I do think there's power in a community and power in working over time. And I think that's what a membership allows. Like, you don't feel the pressure to do everything because you're going to be here however long you need to be here. And so no, it's right now it's only one level you join. It's $30 a month right now, and you'll get a monthly like theme, masterclass, training, resource, check-ins, coaching call, a community. And then of course, if you're like, some women do it and then I'm like, okay, but I actually do really want more one-on-one support. That's an option.
Right.
So yeah, right now it's mainly like, if you want to join the membership, it's group formatted, but I do
okay.
limited amount of one-on-one spots as well.
Excellent. And how can our listeners connect with you, whether it's social or your website?
Yeah. So you could go to, I'm really on Instagram like almost all the time. So not all the time. It's just like my main place. So Instagram at Mommy Me Time Coach. You could also go to Mommy Me Time Community on Facebook. Those are my two social hangouts. And if you want to join my mailing list, I send about one, maybe sometimes two emails a week, just if I'm doing events. You could grab my free like healthy habits challenge for moms, and then you'll be on the mailing list. And that way you also get some tips on some of the things we talked about as well.
And for the LinkedIn lovers, you're also on
I'm on LinkedIn too. Yeah. I don't do as much on LinkedIn. I need to, but I am on LinkedIn, and I will get a message if you send it to me there.
Excellent. And we'll include all of the links in our blog transcript, and people will be able to connect with you and get your download as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Do you have a final tip for our listeners before we say farewell?
Yeah, I would just say the biggest thing is to give yourself grace during this time period. I think pregnancy in itself, your body goes through so many changes, and but you still have to live life and do different things. And maybe you have other kids. So give yourself grace with even some of the things I talked about. And then postpartum, I mean, with my son, it felt like he was a second. It really took me a while to get into a flow of some of the very things I'm talking to you about. He's nearly two, and I just feel like I'm like, I can do some of this stuff, you know? And so, but I didn't, I made sure to still move at a young, when he was young, whether it was like 2 times a week walking versus like now I do more than that, right? So
right. Give
grace to really trust your intuition of like what you need, but also don't wait, like try to take a small step at a time.
Perfect tip. Thank you so much, Brianna. And I can't wait to connect again.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Doulas. For more information about Gold Coast Doulas, visit us on our website, goldcoastdoulas.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Thank you. Remember, these moments are golden.